The economic ripples from the restricting and closing of Valley businesses was felt immediately, and the trickle-down from the abatement of food services is hitting area dairy farmers especially hard. Arizona dairy farmers are dumping more than 100,000 gallons of milk a day because of slowed-down restaurant service, shut-down school cafeterias, and canceled catered events. With me to talk more about the effects is Rosemary Burgos-Zimbelman, owner of the Rio Blanco Dairy Farm in Maricopa. Rosemary, the closure of schools has dramatically affected milk producers. What about the other impacts?
That was really the first start of, we have a lot of milk and yogurt and cheese moving through that. And now we're going to start seeing inventories start to get impacted. Then grocery stores, we had a lot of people panic buying in the beginning, running out and buying a lot. They know that they can freeze these products, whether it's milk, cheese, or yogurt. And so they decided to say, okay, well, what do we, we saw that big, big rise in sales in the grocery stores, and then it slowly has stabled off, and now it's slowing down again. People need to realize that it takes all the milk in your grocery store is private label, whether it's Safeway, Bashes, Fry's, Food City, all that private label milk that says their name is local milk. And it takes 24 to 48 hours to get from the farm to the local. So it's very, very fresh. And so there's always milk in the stream, and it's always going to be in the grocery store. There's no reason to buy a ton of it. Buy what you need, and you can keep everybody in stock. The problem with the grocery stores is I think they were trying to do a great thing by making sure more families had access to milk when people were buying, 10 at a time or whatever the case is. And I think they did it with great intention, but people don't realize that just because the shelves are empty doesn't mean they're not going to be restocked in 24 to 48 hours. It's still coming. The last slight point is, with the restaurants, the hotels, the catering business completely all coming to a halt, that is, food service is a big part of our industry, and it's about a third of moving dairy products. And unfortunately, with all these events being canceled and conferences and restaurants, so we're seeing a rise in our inventories, the processors are, the grocery stores are. We're obviously starting to see a trickle-down effect of,
We've heard anywhere from 100,000 gallons of milk having to be dropped or dumped, maybe even more than that in Arizona. In a day period, can you put that in perspective? If we hear 100,000 gallons of milk a day, how many people would that add up to, in essence, as far as what the usual milk usage is?
So right now, if we talk about 100,000 gallons of milk, and right now we look at grocery stores that are limiting to just 2 gallons a family, that's 50,000 families that can be fed. Obviously, I've gotten a lot of text messages, a lot of DMs about the fact that I have a family of four. We go through a gallon of milk in a day and a half. Like I am going to the grocery store every 2 days, and it's become an inconvenience for some of these families, especially, those that can't find it because the limits are there. And I think sometimes, limits can scare people too, because they're wondering, well, is there a supply issue? Is there not enough supply that I need to be buying more, and they're limiting it? And that's just not the case with dairy. We have plenty of dairy to be able to feed tons of families. And right now our hearts are breaking because we're dumping all this milk.
Let's talk about the economic impact for you, for your co-op, the ripple effects, your suppliers. What is this looking like right now? And can you afford to be optimistic, or you just have to be realistic?
Well, I think there's definitely some collaboration that we need to work within the community to try to find, which I think has been the silver lining in this whole coronavirus. There's been some good that has come out of collaborating and working with people. What we need is to find a resolution. For example, people say, well, donate to the food bank. Well, we'd love to do that, but the processors still need to get paid to process the milk. So how do we find the funds to be able to do all this and get the donations to be able to get this into the food banks? Food banks have doubled in the demand for food banks, the people unemployed, the people that are, don't have food normally, and they're actually dropped in donations. I think, using local cheese, if you're still a restaurant, I had a couple restaurants reach out to me and ask me, how do I get some local cheese? A lot of people don't realize, again, private labels are local cheese, and there is a story to tell. I know United Dairymen Arizona, we have Arizona Farm Cheese. Nobody knows how long the coronavirus situation is going to last. I think here in Arizona, we're waiting to get through May, to get into May, to see like how bad is this really going to be? How more secluded or quarantined do we need to be? How much social distancing more do we need to be practicing? And until then, we don't know. But every month that goes on, it's obviously more and more of a severe impact. We started the year getting paid 16 to 17 cents a pound for our milk at the dairy, which a gallon of milk is about 8.44 pounds. Now we're seeing that we're going to get paid anywhere from 11 cents to 13 cents a pound of milk.
When you've been in a family that has dairy nutritionists, dairy farmers, and it's been in your blood. What is it like to be in this situation? Because it's not just a business for you by any means. It's really an emotional, deep family connection.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard when you put your blood, sweat, and tears into this business. And I'm not only speaking about myself, but I, you know, like I said, I do nutrition work for other clients and all the dairy farmers in Arizona. We hate to see this milk being dumped because we know how nutritious it is. It's a labor of love. And yeah, to watch these generations of family all of a sudden have to sell their business or have to, you know, sell the dairy and watch their cows leave their facility. I mean, we're in tears for them, and we cry for them, and we cry for each other, because we know the pain that it takes to stay in business, and we have to be resilient, and we can't just sit here and play victims, and we want to be victors in it all. Financially, we're used to kind of being behind the eight ball, but we're really about how is this nutrition going to waste when we know there's families and food banks that need it.
Rosemary Burgos-Zimbelman is owner of the Rio Blanco Dairy Farm in Maricopa.